Following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, May 2nd, 1976. It's Music Time in Africa. Hi there, friends. This is Sue Moran, your weekly Music Time hostess, welcoming you back for more African music featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The music I have for you today comes from the Republic of Zaire, the traditional music of the Kuba, music of yesterday but still performed unchanged to this present day with all its historical and cultural significance. It should prove to be a most interesting program, so stay tuned in now for Music Time in Africa. The Kingdom of Kuba is situated on the edge of the great equatorial forest in the western Kasai province in Zaire. There are about 75,000 Kuba today who live in the region, bounded in the north by the river Sankuru and in the southwest by the rivers Kasai and Lulua. The ethnic diversity within the kingdom is quite marked, but there is a dominant central group composed of the Bushung, Piang, and Ngiende, whose cultural influence has been decisive. The Bushung are the pivotal power in the kingdom, since their chief is the divine ruler, the representative of God on earth. The political system of the Kuba is focused entirely upon the royal house, whose excellence is extolled in every possible way, through ostentatious ceremonial, through the ritual that surrounds the succession of rulers, and through the creative arts. The discovery of the Kuba kingdom made a strong impression on the first European travelers in the 19th century. Nobody, particularly at that time, could have expected to find such a sophisticated political system and such a highly developed form of art in the heart of the African continent. The Kuba also possessed an extraordinarily rich oral tradition, with recitations on mythical and historical themes going back into the remote past. Recently, an ethnographer named Vansina undertook the task of collating the different versions of the oral tradition. He succeeded in building up a chronology around two astronomical occurrences recorded in the tradition. The first was an eclipse of the sun in 1680, and the second was Halley's Comet in 1835. By using these events, Vansina was able to reconstruct the probable history of the Kuba people, or at least that of the central group. The story begins at the time they left the Atlantic seaboard around 1525 to settle first in the region of Stanley Pool and later in their present territory. When they arrived there, tradition has it, that they relied on God to choose a king for them. The choice fell on the chief of the Bushung, and his successors imposed their authority progressively on the neighboring peoples. In the middle of the 17th century, new crops were introduced from America: maize, cassava, ground nuts, tobacco, and sugarcane. This brought about an economic revolution, which led to a rapid population growth. At about the same time, under the reign of King Siam, the techniques of weaving, wood carving, and iron founding were developed. Simultaneously, the remarkable political organization, which we still see today, was evolved. The fact that Kuba culture figures so largely in the literature is due less to the nature of the political institutions than to the quality of the Kuba artists, who have created some of the finest masterpieces of African art. Undoubtedly, the most famous objects are the historical portraits of the kings, seated in a cross-legged posture. But there are also the helmet masks, studded with beads and cowrie shells, and the wooden utensils decorated with geometrical designs. It is hardly surprising that in Kuba music, songs center around the theme of royalty and the history of the dynasty. These subjects have a strong influence on every aspect of social life. In this first recording, which was made in 1970 at Mushenge, royal capital of the Kuba Kingdom, the wives of the king sing a tribute to former kings, who during a long lifetime experienced and achieved many things and won great fame. The wives of the Kuba king, seated in a circle and striking the ground with calabashes for rhythm, sing another song called The Mask of the King. The king is going to dance. He is preparing himself and putting on his mask. His escort has gone to fetch him, and everybody rejoices at the prospect of seeing the king dance. When the king dances, he normally does so inside his compound with his wives.
Yeah.
A few months after his investiture, the new king is required by custom to tour various parts of his kingdom to receive homage and allegiance from his people. He meets the chiefs, hears grievances, and settles outstanding problems. This recording was made at Kakenge, where the king was visiting the Kufa people and receiving deputations from several villages. Male and female singers form a circle and take it in turn to join in. After each solo, the refrain is taken up by a chorus. During his tour through the regions of his kingdom, the Kuba king was received by the Ibom tribe at Kakenge. The Ibom number about 500 people and are an offshoot of the Piang tribe, from whom they separated a very long time ago. The song in this recording honors the king's visit and is called Masawa. Soloists sing in turn, and the refrain is taken up by the chorus. The accompaniment is on two small drums.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the traditional music of the Kuba in honor of their king during his tour through the royal kingdom in the western Kasai province in Zaire. This next recording was made in the village of Mbelo, traditional music of the Ngiende. The Ngiende are part of the dominant central group of people in the Kuba kingdom and still practice ritual dances and songs that have been handed down from generation to generation. Some songs could even go back to the beginning of the Kuba kingship, as suggested in the songs accompanying the music for the dance of the Ngiende magicians, which was being performed when this recording was made. This is a secret ritual dance confined to magicians. It takes place at night at some distance from the village. The magicians dance at the enthronement of a new chief and at the birth of twins to ward off evil influences. The accompanying music is by basket rattles, a horn rattle with metal resonators, two calabashes, a horn and a whistle, a drum, and two pieces of metal struck together. And that brings our music show to a close for today. Hope you enjoyed the recordings of traditional music from the Royal Kingdom of the Kuba in Zaire. And I'll be looking forward to have you join me again next week at the same time. So for now, dear friends, This is Sue Moran saying so long. Have a pleasant week. This has been Music Time in Africa.